When you arrive at Arlington, there's plenty of things you can see. There's the house, there's the gardens. You mustn't miss our walled vegetable garden. But one thing you mustn't leave Arlington without doing is going up to the stables, where you can actually take a journey back in time. They're pretty much the only working stables that the National Trust has. And we have a team of four horses here that provide carriage rides to the public in our one working carriage. Our head coachman is in fact a lady, and she has a team of grooms who help her provide the rides every day for the public. But if we just go over to the corner of the stable yard underneath the arcade, where I can see she's parked one of the horses, we can actually go and have a chat with Rosie and find out what she's up to today.
Typical day for me starts at sort of 8 o'clock. We get the horses in the morning and feed them, and then we groom them. And we also polish all our harness that we're going to use for the day ahead and clean the carriage, give that a good polish and a safety check. And then at sort of 12 o'clock roughly, we do harness demonstrations. So we explain to people how the harness works, how it's been developed, this kind of thing. And a little bit of history in there as well, because it has all evolved standstill over that time. And then we'll harness up the horses that we're going to use and go out on the carriage for the afternoon rides around the grounds. Okay then, boys, and we'll come. As a driver, when you're driving, you're very much concentrating on the horses and what they're doing, so you haven't really much time to look around at the lovely views as you're going. So you're very much taken up with what the horse is doing and watching their body language, because you've got two different animals in front of you and they both like to do different things at the same time. So it's just trying to get them both on the same page and get your carriage where it needs to be, in the exact spot it needs to be. Obviously, they're quite large to steer around tight corners and trees and things like that.
Come then, Eric. Come up. Pull up. Get up, Eric. Hop, 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 hop.
Boy, good lad. The carriage is very bumpy when it's travelling, but compared to the original roads they would have travelled on, it's much more comfortable. So we now have smooth roads, whereas back in the days before tarmac, they were travelling on deep mud, rutted, rocky tracks, which if you were in your private carriage, you'd have to travel on. So you'd have to avoid that big rut, because you could break a wheel very easily if you got stuck in one of those. So a lot more safe now with our modern roads to travel on. Go on. Hello. Good boys.
Right then, if we head off towards the Wilderness Pond, we might catch up with Murray, our area warden.